Third point, eternity is unchangeable. In this life, death is greatly feared by sinners, but in hell, it will be most ardently desired. Men shall seek death and shall not find it, and they shall desire to die, and death shall fly from them. Hence, Saint Jerome has written, quote, O death, how sweet should you be to those to whom you have been so full of bitterness, unquote. David says that death will feast on the damned. Death shall feed upon them. In explaining this passage, Saint Bernardine observes that as in feeding, sheep eat the blades of grass and leave the roots untouched, so death feeds on the damned. It kills them every moment, but leaves them life in order to continue to kill them by pains for all eternity. Thus, according to Saint Gregory, the damned die every moment without ever dying. Delivered up to avenging flames, they will die always. A man who dies through pain is an object of pity to all who behold him. Perhaps the damned too experience commiseration from others? None. They die every moment and have not and never will have anyone to take compassion on them. The Emperor Zeno, being one day shut up in a pit, continually cried out, For pity's sake, open this grave and release me. But no one heard him, and he was found dead after having eaten the flesh off his arms. The damned cry out from the pit of hell, says Saint Cyril of Alexandria, but no one comes to deliver them. No one feels compassion for them. And for how long will this their misery last? Forever, forever. In the Spiritual Exercises of Father Paul Sanieri, written by Muratori, it is related that in Rome, a devil in the body of a man possessed, being asked how long he would remain in hell, began to beat his hand against the chair and answered in a rage, Forever, forever. At hearing this great sermon of two words, forever, forever, many students of the Roman seminary who were present made a general confession and changed their lives. Poor Judas, he has spent more than 1,800 years in hell, and his hell is still at its commencement. Poor Cain, he is in fire for more than 5,800 years, and his hell is at its beginning. Another devil was asked how long it was since he had been sent to hell. He answered, yesterday. How, said the person who asked him, could it be yesterday when you are damned for more than 5,000 years? He replied, Oh, if you knew what it is meant by eternity, you would easily conceive how 1,000 years compared with it are but a moment. If an angel said to one of the damned, You will leave hell, but only after the lapse of as many ages as there are drops of water in the ocean, leaves on the trees, or grains of sand in the sea, he would feel greater joy than a beggar would at hearing of his elevation to a throne. Yes, all these ages will pass away. They will be multiplied an infinite number of times, and hell will be at its commencement.